The surplus number comes from the state's annual fiscal report. It's the highest in state history. The surplus is currently projected to decrease to about $4 billion over the next 2 years. Budget analyst Jason Stein of the Wisconsin Policy Forum says members of the public should know that's still very large.
If there's something that they want to see their government do, now is the time to tell their elected officials about it.
Stein says the surplus will likely remain unless Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the Republican legislature can agree on new spending or tax cuts. The state also had $1.8 billion in its rainy day fund as of the end of June. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.